This is Phil Ferrand. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. Tomorrow is Good Friday. Happy Good Friday, everyone. And unfortunately, I made a silly mistake because of Good Friday. Sadness. Goodness. I'm going along. I know it's going to be Good Friday. I know that I'm scheduled to run sound. I know that I have to be there at 4 o'clock for that. And about an hour ago, I realized, wait a minute, I've got a dental appointment on Friday at 4:15. Rats. So I called my dentist and apologized profusely. They've got me rescheduled for Tuesday. But yeah, it just didn't even occur to me. And I was just sitting there and all of a sudden, Jesus said, and I went, ow, ow. Rats. So anyways, I am rescheduled. It'll be fine. We'll get it figured out. It will just mean that I have to, and I was almost ready to just to let it go because I normally get my teeth cleaned every 3 months. So I already had another appointment set up for July. But I like getting my teeth cleaned. I like to have them clean. And I just decided, yeah, well. So Tuesday, they had an opening on Tuesday. It is with my dental hygienist. And there you go. So anyway, it's like rats. Yeah, sadness. On the other hand, if I had remembered, I would have declined on Friday for, you know, Good Friday. And as it turns out, we're a little short-handed at the church this month for sound guys. We have 3 front-of-house sound guys at this point. We actually have 4 sound people, but one of them doesn't like running front of house. They're happy to run broadcast. Even though they run front of house for the youth services, they don't want to run front of house for adult services. So means we've got 3 sound guys that can run front of house. Both of them have asked to be off in April, so I'm basically running every service in April, which is fine. That's fine. You know, happy to help out. Gonna be there anyways. But anyways, so I would have ended up being the only person that would have been available on Easter, but it did not even dawn on me. Now, my dentist receptionist did say, well, if it'll make you feel any better, she said, we scheduled up services for people. She said, we scheduled up all these appointments on August the 9th. And she said, and then we realized after we had done that it was Good Friday. So we all kind of looked at each other and said, well, I guess we're not off for Good Friday this year. Because it caught them by surprise too. It just feels a little early this year. So maybe it's not, but I don't know. It feels early. Anyways, all is well. All is well. I'm getting ready to get back to the National Nude Day costume. I had a little detour, which I'm going to tell you about in a moment. And so I had to get that taken care of. And I may have another little detour in that I've been researching Android head units, because I really would like to start backing into my garage. And now that I've made a commitment to the old preacher car to get it fixed up and cleaned up and all that kind of stuff, I really, in driving all the rental cars that I've driven, those backup cameras are kind of nice. And so I've just been kind of looking at different head units and what I could get for backup cameras. And I pretty much decided what I'm going to do at this point. So going to get that started. And I may go ahead and do that sooner than later. Watching all the videos, this doesn't look that hard. I've watched a lot of people on YouTube putting these things in and going through the process. And, you know, it's a matter of matching the color-coded wires and using the harnesses that exist and getting the right conversion harness and running wires around to this, that, and the other, and found a video that shows exactly how to do the installation on a 1998 Lincoln Continental. And I think I'm going to give this a try. May not happen this weekend. May work on an actual costume for the nudie suit on this weekend around the writing. But, you know, I think I'm going to do this. Especially the unit that I'm looking on with the companion camera that you can get with it. It's one of those 180-degree backup cameras, so it will not only give you the just directly back view, but it also give you the overhead view. I don't know. I was in a rental car that had one of those, and that was just the coolest thing ever. It was so easy to park because it has kind of an overhead view that it somehow does the magic to figure out where you are. It's very cool. So I'm going to try to get that done, and then I'll get back to the nudie suit. The writing is going fine. I'm in the first week of the next writing sprint, and we're doing okay. It's always a little bit to kind of get back into the flow of the writing and, you know, getting the words done. It always just takes a couple of days to kind of settle in and say, yeah, you really are doing this after you haven't been writing for a month. But I've got some good ideas. I didn't know quite where we were. And then basically this book started off with a chief magistrate, actually some kind of lawyer. I knew it was some kind of lawyer yelling at one of my lead characters. I knew that's where we were starting. That's enough to get started. So you start writing a couple of sentences, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, right, this isn't a lawyer, this is a barrister, this is a lead barrister, and the character is standing before a chief magistrate, and, you know, then, oh, and this is what the character is being accused of, okay, right, and that's because, you know, and it's just amazing how it just starts opening up. You put your fingers on the keyboard, you start typing, and then things start opening up, and it's always interesting because I needed a planet for them to be from, so I looked at my planet list, and then one of them kind of struck me for no particular reason, and then I started looking, and I had used that planet before, and then under that circumstance, and then I started describing that circumstance as a recap in this book, because the last time I talked about this particular planet was 12 books ago, which is crazy. 12 or 13 books ago. And I was thinking when I was talking about what had happened 12 or 13 books ago, is this really relevant? And then the more I wrote, it's like, oh, that's why it's relevant. I mean, it's just so interesting. So yeah, it's feeding together. I think it's going to go fine. I think it's going to allow me to talk about something I really want to talk about. And there you go. So all is well there. I had mentioned last week that I had a super secret project that I was working on. And I had mentioned that I would kind of go through some of the things that led up to it and then some of the things that happened with it. This experience, this game of walking with God, following God, abiding in Him, hearing His voice, having Him lead you out every day. It's such a fascinating game. And this whole thing ended up being something that we did again for April Fools this year, which I had not expected to do. But as we were moving forward through it, there just was not any question that it was something that the Lord was helping with. Now, there will be people who will say, well, just because He helped you, does that mean He approves of what you're doing? I have no idea. But I like to think that it amuses Him. And that's why He helps me. And I like to think that it does somehow and in some way touch people, give them a moment of relief from the cares and worries of their world, allow them to see the expression of love for them. And, you know, I think that means something. So I'll give you a quick recap. I get a perennial question. The perennial question is, so does your wife ever come with you when you dress up in costume? And as I probably have said in the past, I think that question is sort of multifunctional. I think people are just making conversation, but at the same time, I think part of it is they want to find out if I have a wife and whether my wife is a she, because some of the costumes are a bit confusing. And I have told my wife about that. Well, several months ago, I think this was the end of last year, Nett and I were out on a little date or something. We were coming home and we were just jabbering about this, that, and the other. And she paused and she said, you know, I would go with you. She said, but I don't want to impose. She said, I don't want to just intrude. And we were talking and immediately came to mind the original idea that I had for April Fools, before I even did what I did last year for April Fools. For those of you who might not know, last year I went, the object of last year was to go to Walmart and not be recognized. Go to Walmart in an obvious costume and not be recognized. I knew I couldn't go my normal time, so what I did, I dressed up as an old woman with a really terrible mask. Terrible mask. And I went my normal time wearing that. And then I went and I put on what I called an aging Instagram influencer outfit, which had a lot of extra padding in it. And it was basically athletic wear, somewhat. Had a corset, had a more frilly top, et cetera, et cetera. And went and had my makeup done professionally and had a wig and did the whole thing. Went to Walmart, made people laugh. And it was fun. Put out a little video on it. And I hadn't intended to do anything this year for April Fools, but when my wife said that, I was reminded of the original idea I had had years ago, that I would go to Walmart with Nat, and she could be a curmudgeonly old man, and I would be like the executive assistant. And so when my wife said, You know, I would go with you, that idea popped back in my brain, and I said, well, sweetie, I hadn't intended to do anything for April Fools this year, but this was an idea I had, and, you know, if this is something you want to do, then let's just look around and let's let's see what we can find, and we'll just move forward a step at a time and see what happens. So then began a series of things to make this a possibility. As I've mentioned in the past, I get a lot of recommendations. Get a lot of recommendations from shopping sites that they just don't know who I am. And so I get recommended all sorts of different things. I happened to be on AliExpress just a few days after that. And this dress pops up on AliExpress as a recommendation for me. And I take one look at it, and my immediate response from somewhere deep within is, oh yeah, that'll work. And I think, okay, it's $26. Sure, take a flyer. You know, I figure out what size it is. I order. And it comes in. And, you know, it is a little short, but Nett and I talk about it. And I figure, well, I can make a little skirt to go underneath it. It'll be fine. Well, the first thing that happens is, for some reason, I ended up doing a reverse image sort on this dress. I can't even remember why. I had done a reverse image sort on the nudie suit, bodysuit that I ordered, and for some reason I had the idea, oh, this will be interesting to do a reverse image sort on this dress. So I did. Turns out this dress was a knockoff of an Oscar de la Renta dress that was a $9,000 dress. Now, could you tell it was a knockoff? Well, yeah, I mean, the hem and a few things there weren't so good. But it was a passable and respectable imitation of it. So that was fun. That made me laugh. Gave me a story I could tell. And so then we're going along and we're making plans. And for some reason in my head, whenever I thought about this, I always pictured Lynette in the wheelchair dressed as an old man. And you know, we got her a mask to put on, a latex mask. And we did the makeup stuff for that too. I always had in my head that she would be in a motorized wheelchair. Well, 6 weeks ago or so, I thought, well, I guess I better find out about motorized wheelchairs. So I start looking at prices, and these things start at $1,800 and go up from there. I thought, oh, whoa. And then all of a sudden I thought, well, maybe I don't have the right idea. But it was like, no. She needs to be in a motorized wheelchair. I will tell you, to this day, I'm not sure why, and I don't know what is going to be happening with this motorized wheelchair. All I knew at that point was that was something that I thought needed to be done. So, you know, I'm pursuing it. I'm looking at possibly renting. It's going to be $90 a day to rent, you know, because I want to rig this thing with a tablet as kind of a monitor, and then I want to put a 360-degree camera on it because I thought that would be fun. Just shoot footage in the round, because people have asked me about, you know, it would be great if I went with you and just watched all the people in the background to see what their reaction was to you. And I thought, well, if I had a 360-degree camera, I could just shoot it all and then look at it later. And it would take the pressure off me a little bit, because it's hard to hold your phone, talk to people, get it pointed in the right direction, et cetera, et cetera. So I thought, yeah, okay, well, that'd be cool. But I, $90 a day, I would have to wait until like the last minute to rent it out and get it rigged for the camera rigging and all that kind of stuff. And I was just like, I'm not sure. And then the idea came to me, well, you should call your mother-in-law, Nana. She's over at Maranatha, and you should call her and see if she knows of anybody with a motorized chair that you could borrow. And I thought, well, that's a good idea. And so I called Nana, And she said, well, let me call Roger Perkins, and because he runs the Maranatha Mall over there, and, you know, he might. I said, okay, yeah, sure, great. So she gave me his number. She called him and said, yeah, he, you know, he's happy to talk to you. So gave me his number. I called him, and he said, well, who is this for? And I said, well, it'll be for my wife. And he said, okay, yeah, sure, we've got one. And I thought, oh, it's a Jazzy Elite ES. This is a $3,600 wheelchair. It's used. And he said, we had it, and it's sort of running, but it needs some batteries. And he said, we pulled the batteries out, had them tested. One of them's bad. You really need to replace both of them. He said, that's going to be, you know, $150 a piece. And then the sons threw away the charger. So to get a good charger, you're going to spend another $50. And he said, honestly, we were going to fix it up and then maybe sell it for $400 or $500, which I might have gone with that, maybe. He said, but we just haven't done it yet, and it's sitting here. So, you know, we've got $35 on it if you want to come and see it. And I said, sure. So I was over there the next day. He very kindly, they weren't open, but he very kindly came over and opened it. I took a look at it. It wasn't running. And he said, you know, if you get it and it doesn't work, you can bring it back. I said, no, I'm not bringing it back. I think I ended up giving him $40 for it because I just had a couple of 20s. I pulled the batteries so we get the thing loaded in the back of the van. We got it loaded in the back of the van. Took it home, ordered, got batteries from Amazon, plugged the batteries in, charged it up, got a charger. Thing ran fine. So, hey, there we go. There we go. The seats were all tore up on it, and they had duct tape on them, so I took all the duct tape off, and I had looked for replacement seat covers. Couldn't really find anything that would work because they were oversized seats. And I finally decided, you know what? You just need to go get some vinyl fabric. You just need to remake these seat covers. It's not going to be that hard. So I pulled the seat covers off, and I was looking at the different seams and things, and then I just had this little whisper of, you know, you should look one more time. So I start looking one more time, and then this little ad pops up from eBay for a bottom seat and an upper seat cover for a Jazzy Elite ES. And they were newer, looked new enough. And it was like $65 with like $20 shipping. So it was the only one I could find on eBay. Okay, so I go ahead and order that. And the shroud underneath, which was, that's what covers all the motors and stuff. That shroud was blue. I didn't really like the blue. I thought it was going to clash with the whole color scheme that we were going for. But there was one red one for a Jazzy Elite ES. And so I bought that. And that was, you know, another $50 or something like that. So, you know, all told, I'm somewhere around $150 for the batteries and $50 for the charger and $100 for the seat covers and $100 for the shroud. And, you know, so I'm at that $400, $450. But we now have a perfectly workable motorized wheelchair. I don't know what we're going to do with it after this. We're not going to sell it. We're going to keep it. But I was able to put that together, and it matched what was in my brain. And, you know, through that, I really reminded myself again that just about anything you're looking for in this world, you can find. It's out there. There's enough people doing enough stuff with enough things that it's there. The big question just becomes, how do you find it? You know, but if you have a Heavenly Father who's helping you find things, All you have to do is open yourself up to him and then start looking, kicking rocks over, and he'll guide you and he'll help you. I've got other stories I could tell you about the shoes I was wearing, you know, and the wig and those kind of things. Another story of note, we knew I wanted to make a skirt to go underneath the tunic dress that I had bought because I'm longer in the torso because I'm a guy and it was too short. And I had decided, oh, well, I'll just get like a deep red pleather skirt. And I ordered 3 or 4 skirts from Amazon. Just nothing was working. Nothing was working. So finally I decided, you know what? I'll just make a skirt. It's an A-line mini skirt. This is not hard. This is like 4 boxes. And so I'm in Hobby Lobby looking at fabrics. They don't have any red pleather fabric. We, you know, can't find anything. And Jesus just kept nudging me around the corner. Go around the corner. So I go around the corner and they've got all the thicker leather or thicker vinyl fabrics that I'm, you know, not going to make it out of that. And as I get to the end of the aisle, I look and there is this deep green, forest green, fake suede. And it's like instantly, and there it is. Call up Ned, turn on the camera. What do you think about this? She said, that would be gorgeous with that dress. I said, I think it would be gorgeous with the dress as well. So I buy a yard, 1 yard of this, make myself a skirt, use pieces of it to decorate the heels. Everything's there just because Jesus nudged me to go around the corner at Hobby Lobby. One of the most interesting things, though, was I got pretty well, I got the, you know, chair pretty well settled, and I had a few more things to do on it, but I got my costume all done and stuff, and so then I was going to focus on the chair, get the chair done. And I needed to move it inside to do that, and so I came out to the garage. It had been sitting in the garage for a couple of weeks, and the battery drains on those things, and so I came and charged it all up, got it all charged up, and sat down, go to push the button. Nothing. This thing won't start. I got nothing. It's like it's got no connection whatsoever. Oh my God, rats. Because now, I mean, if it's the joystick unit, it's $239 refurbished. If it's the control unit, it's, you know. But what was interesting was that Sunday at church, we had started to learn a new song. And it was all about God being our rock and our salvation and how he's been faithful through all the generations and how he won't fail. And the chorus is, he won't, he won't, he won't fail. And, you know, in that moment when the wheelchair wouldn't start, you know, all the rehearsal of, oh, you've spent this much money for this and it's not going to work and blah, 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 blah. I just thought to myself, you know, he won't fail. There's a solution here. I just have to look for it. So I'm like dinking around looking for stuff. And soon I stumble across on Amazon the fact that they sell these, basically they're stickers. They have 2 buttons or a rubber sticker with 2 buttons on it. And it's the power button and the horn for the Jazzy Elite controller, joystick, Jazzy chairs. And I'm reading down through the comments on this sticker. And it, people are like, yeah, the chair would start. And then I just got this. And then I was just, and because the on and off button is really just these little rubber things and they get corroded after a while and they don't work. And so it's $20. So I order one, $20, but now it's going to be 2 days before it comes in. So now I have 2 days to wait and to remind myself that he doesn't fail, to remind myself that he's a good God. And I just lived in that song for 2 days, that he was a good God and he doesn't fail. And the sticker came in and I took the wheelchair out of gear and pushed it back out in the sunlight where I could see real well, and took some isopropyl alcohol and peeled the old sticker off and cleaned all the contacts and put the new sticker on. I knew we were getting better even as I was cleaning the contacts with that isopropyl alcohol, because all of a sudden the chair turned on because it made enough contact across the contacts. I went, whoa, okay. And so put the sticker on there. Thing worked flawlessly. Worked out all the stuff about how to get the ramps that I have that I bought from my mother-in-law when she was staying with us, how to get those in the car, get the thing up in the car, unload the car, went through all that thing of all the practice. And last Saturday, when we got to the Walmart, we went to a couple of restaurants without the wheelchair. But when we got to the Walmart, pulled the ramps out, backed the chair down, put my wife in it. She did the whole thing in the Walmart, in the wheelchair with the 360 camera going. I don't know what I'm going to do with the 360 footage, because I was able to actually put together all my little Phil Foolery stuff just with my cell phone. But, you know, it all worked out. And a good time was had by all. And it was fun. And people seemed to enjoy it. And I mean, I'm grateful to be done because it was a big project, but it was fun. Something I got a chance to do with my wife. And all through that project, Jesus was good and kind and helped and guided. And he was a vital partner in that project. And I think God wants to be a vital partner in everything we do. And if we keep our minds open to him, keep our hearts open to him, keep our spirits quiet before him, he will not fail us. And everything we need is available if we will just pause and take the time to listen for him. Follow his path. Start scrambling around a little bit. Start doing some looking. And just let him guide us into whatever the next thing is. This is Phil Farron. And I have made it home.